Dr. Pinsky dictating an IME on a female named Evelise, E-V-E-Y-L-I-Z, Rodriguez. Evelise Rodriguez is a 28-year-old woman who reports she injured her mid and lower back at work on 1-1-22. Appeared she was lifting a heavy tote loaded with detergent and other weights and heard something pop in her back. Appears she did not go to the emergency room afterwards, period. She had further evaluation but remains unaware for final diagnosis. Appears she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared new paragraph. As per her claim petition, Ms. Rodriguez alleges on 1-1-22, she was lifting a heavy tote filled with detergent weighing approximately 100 pounds from the conveyor belt onto a push cart and sustained mid and low back pain radiating to both legs to above the knees. Period. A first reported injury was completed as well. Period. Medical records show she was seen at the Spirit of Urgent Care on 1-14-22. Period. She related the mechanism of her injury that occurred on 12-31-21. Period. She reported this to her manager on 1-4-22. Period. Her current pain was at a 9/10 level. Period. She also had radiating pain to both lower extremities. Period. She had been taking methylprednisolone since 1/12/22 from her primary care physician. Period. At Inspira, she was diagnosed with dorsalgia and referred for physical therapy and activity modifications. Period. She returned on 1/28/22. When she was repeatedly asked, scratch that, when she stated she repeatedly asked for help due to the weight of the totes. Period. However, this was not provided. Period. Over a few days, she began to have mid to lower back pain and reported this to her manager on 1/4/22. Period. The pain in her back radiates to both legs, stopping at the knees. Period. She was continued on activity modifications, period. Physical therapy was also ordered and rendered on the dates described, period. On 1/14/22, she underwent x-rays of the thoracic spine that showed no traumatic findings, period. X-rays of the lumbar spine the same day showed no fracture or malalignment, period. She did undergo a thoracic MRI on 3/24/22, read as normal, period. She had a lumbar MRI done that same day, also read as normal, period. She followed up at Inspira through 3/31/22. Appeared at that time, Dr. Hendricks, H-E-N-D-R-I-X, referred her for orthopedic specialist consultation. Appeared he noted her, quote, pain was not in line with MRI. Come a physical exam or spinous process fracture. Period. End quote. New paragraph. She was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Disabella beginning 6/1/22. Period. He noted she had been employed for 5 months at the time of the subject event. Period. She denied ever seeing a chiropractor before or having any injuries to the involved areas, period. She did admit to being involved in a motor vehicle accident, period. Dr. Disabella diagnosed lumbar strain and thoracic spine pain. Period. He placed her in physical therapy. Period. He followed her care through 10/14/22. Period. She reported feeling the same and was currently out of work. Period. Although she continued to complain of mild pain at the thoracolumbar junction, he explained that both her MRIs are negative and she has totally exhausted physical therapy and was discharged. Period. He explained to her the only way she would get stronger and be able to do her job again is by doing her job. Period. He deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement and discharged her from care to full duty as of 10/17/22. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Ms. Rodriguez, in fact, went to the emergency room after being involved in a motor vehicle collision. Period. She was the front seat passenger of a car in a restrained capacity by a lap belt and shoulder harness. Period. She complained of muscle spasm into both shoulders as well as, but without loss of consciousness. Period. She was diagnosed with motor vehicle collision and whiplash, as well as muscle strain, for which she was prescribed Flexeril and Motrin. Period. She also came under chiropractic care on 8/22/13. Period. Dr. Aklaidos, A-K-L-A-D-I-O-S, diagnosed cervical brachial syndrome, comma, thoracic sprain, comma, right shoulder sprain, comma, and headache syndrome. Period. She recommended a course of passive physical therapy modalities and chiropractic manipulation. Period. Ongoing care was rendered by this chiropractor through 7/15/2014. Period. He noted she had been seen by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Avart, A-V-A-R-T, on 9/20/13. Period. He opined that due to the mechanism of her injuries, there was a weakening of the supportive soft tissue structure. Period. Due to this weakening, it is expected that she will experience periodic episodes of pain that will require treatment, and the site of her injuries are predisposed to osteoarthritic degeneration. Period. At that time, although she no longer required strict, regular scheduled visits, it is important that she treat on an as-necessary basis, and especially in the event of an exacerbation or flare-up of her symptoms. Period. She concluded, all the abnormal examination findings are a direct result of the motor vehicle accident of 8/1/13. Period. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Avart on 9/20/13. Period. As a result of the 8/1/13 accident, she reported injuring her neck, comma, shoulder, comma, and ribs. Period. He recommended anti-inflammatory medication and outpatient therapy. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper, motion of both shoulders was full without crepitus, but elicited low back tenderness that is non-physiologic. Period. Motion of the elbows, wrists, and fingers was full in all spheres without decrepitus tendinous, trigger interlocking. Compare the rest of that as normal. On the sacral, normal. Spine, cervical. Active extension was mildly limited to 45 degrees and non-physiologically elicited low back tenderness. Paired motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Thoracic normal, lumbar sacral. She changed positions fluidly, was able to squat and rise, complaining of not only knee pain but also low back pain, despite the spine being in neutral position. Paired, she sat comfortably at 90 degrees in lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 40 degrees and extended to 25 degrees, both with tenderness. Paired bilateral rotation and side bending were accomplished fully without discomfort. Paired, she was tender at the lumbar sacral junction, as well as the left paravertebral musculature, in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 65 degrees and left at 70 degrees elicited only low back tenderness without radicular complaints. Paired, however, on the left, she complained of patella pain that is non-physiologic. Period. Impressions. On 1-1-22, Evelise Rodriguez was lifting a heavy tote loaded with detergent and experienced symptoms in her back. Period. She reported this to her employer a few days later and belatedly came under the care of Dr. Hendricks at urgent care on 1-14-22. Period. He diagnosed her with thoracic pain and strains and initiated her on conservative care. Paired x-rays of the thoracic and lumbar spines were unrevealing. Paired, she remained symptomatic and underwent MRI studies of the thoracic and lumbar spine at 3-24-22, both of which were read as normal. Paired, new paragraph, she did participate in physical therapy. Paired, she also came under the orthopedic care of Dr. Disabella. Paired, he treated her through 10-14-22. And explained that her diagnostic studies did not correlate with her symptomatic complaints. Paired, he did ascertain a history of prior she currently denies a history of any prior back problems or motor vehicle accidents, notwithstanding documentation to the contrary. Paired, in fact, on 8-2-13, she was seen at the emergency room after a motor vehicle accident. Paired, she also treated with a chiropractor and then Dr. Avart into 2014. Paired, the chiropractor listed diagnoses involving both the mid and lower back, which are part of the subject claim. Paired, new paragraph, the current examination found she had variable mobility about the lumbar spine. Period. Neural tension signs were negative. Period. She had no radicular complaints with either seated or supine straight leg raise maneuvers. Period. She had the non-physiologic responses of low back tenderness with range of motion of the shoulders and cervical spine. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the mid-back or lower back. Period. And that is the end.